Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got them boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy start of a new week. I hope everyone had an awesome weekend. Excuse me. And we are looking forward to a great night show and an awesome week. How are you doing, Mo?
Hey, what's up, Miss Lovely Black? I'm good. I'm very good. I'm well.
That is amazing. I am glad to hear that. How was your week?
My week was hectic, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of clients I was dealing with. So, like, all the way right up until about 8 o'clock today, you know what I'm saying? I was just, like, stumped, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm here. I'm ready for a good show, you know what I'm saying? But it's been a hectic week. I'm ready to just kind of unwind, you know, and talk some real talk.
You know, I go with the vibe because normally, like, when you text, you'll be like, hey, call me at such and such time, or can you call me, or can I call you at such and such time? And this week you were texting, and I said, he must be busy. I said that.
Yeah.
I said you was texting. You didn't say anything about calling. You asked your question, and you were like, okay. So it's good, though. It's good to be busy.
Yeah, exactly.
What,
I like to be busy. I do.
Right. When you're not busy, that means you don't have anything going on. You're not working on anything. So
that's the truth.
I'm running a one man's steam train, and sometimes, you know, I get relaxed, you know, and I know, you know, it takes that extra oomph. Like, you know, we were coming off of being sick, me and the kid, and a super long week, you know, closing some legal cases and
all types
of stuff that was going on this week. So you didn't really see me promote much of anything this week. But I'm coming around this corner so heavy. It's going to be crazy. It's just like,
exactly.
You know.
I got hit with that flu
bug,
too, by
the way.
It's amazing.
I've had a great. Huh?
Mm-hmm. That was another thing. I got hit with that flu bug, too, so that was part of my week as well,
yeah,
trying to maintain the stuff I was maintaining while being a little sick, too. So, you know, that all played a part. But it's good.
It was crazy because my son got over it, and then he woke up one morning, and he was just, like, barking. And I'm like, okay, so he got more phlegm. And then, like, he has tinnitus or asthma, one of the two. So when he get a cold, it automatically turns into that. So it becomes into a respiratory situation. So now, you know, we're dealing with that all over again, you know, with him. And he's not eating. So, you know, he's like one of those people that if he do something one time and the result is bad, then it's like, okay. So he, you know, he's throwing up phlegm, but he'll be like,
I'm
drink something and he throw up. He'd be like, oh, if I drink something, I'm going to throw up, so I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to eat. So... We're at that
got
stage
you.
Right now.
I got you.
But we're in the house. We're in the house tomorrow. And however many days it takes for me to sit in the house and make sure he gets to be 100%. You know, it's not really cool for the daycare, but, you know, hey.
I got you. Mommy duties. I feel you.
That's right. I'm a mommy before I'm anything. And that's why I took the time out to say,
of course.
You know what, it's time to work from home, it's time to do the nannies, it's time to, you know, it's just time to get things going in a different direction and a different perspective because, you know, I'm motivated, a lot of things are happening, I'm excited, but I have to get where I'm comfortable, and me, I don't like my kids going to people's houses, you know, I don't get breaks, you know, like, people, you know, say they need breaks from their children that you had, you know, like we don't do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a whole nother topic, but I'm very old school when it comes to, you know, having my kids under me and being focused, especially at this point in my life. So.
No, as you should. Yeah, definitely.
I took this week, several great things came out of this week, but one of the best things that I wanted to share with you guys, I don't know, you know, people are religious, and then you have people that are spiritual, but they're not religious, and you have people that are both, but they're not the same thing. And I've been getting in tune with me, right? Mm. So, you know, you can pray and ask for things and faith without work is dead. So, of course, you got to work towards what you want, but you got to get in tune with your spirit, too. You know what I'm saying? Spirit got to be right in order to receive the things that you're praying for. But I did a purge. And so I have never done this before. And I'm a person, I dwell off memory. So I'm not a hoarder, right? I don't have stuff just everywhere in my house. But I have a lot of things that come from memories at one point or another in my life that I hold on to. And so this weekend, I got rid of everything. Like, the only clothes that are in my house are clothes that I wear. The only shoes that are in here are the shoes that I wear. Now, granted, I may have, like, 30 pairs of shoes, but I wear them all, like, you know, depending on what I'm wearing.
Yeah, the clothes they're all in rotation.
So, right. So I cleaned out, like, I had this one closet that was full of, you know, sheets and covers and curtains, like full to the point that the door was almost like not closed. Got rid of all of that electronic camcorders. You know, I may have bought a camcorder and I didn't like the way it recorded, you know, and I just put it to the side. like, I gave away over 15 bags full of stuff this weekend to Goodwill. And,
nice.
I mean, heels, shoes I never wear, maybe one time, don't, like, I purge my entire house. And it just lifts so much off of you, and you don't know it. So some people are like, oh, it's all in your mind. But just think.
No, it's not.
You walk into a space, and it's like, it's lighter. You know, the air is lighter. The space is lighter. And so my house looks different because, like, I'm getting some work done to my house right now. So, you know, a lot of things I'm like, okay, I'm going to get all this stuff done before Junior gets here. And, you know, I normally do a project at the very beginning of the year and something throughout the year to my house. So I'm doing work to it, but it just feels like a whole new house. You know, I went through all of the paperwork and discarded paperwork. You know, so clean your space is what I'm saying. Like, it can be clean, right? You know, you can have a clean bathroom, kitchen, and stuff, but cleaning your space, memories. Like, when I did porn, I used to have to do photo shoots once a month. And every outfit that I shot a movie in, I had three drawers full of all of those clothes. Like, I kept them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my memory. I got rid of all of
them.
Like,
that's it. Huh?
Like, I don't live that life anymore. I know I purchased all of this stuff, but it's time to, you know, move on. And so I paid attention to the fact that when I was in a space in my life where I was transitioning, I was stripped of things that I had obtained, right? While I was in that life, but then I got them back even better. I got all of it back, plus some even better, right? So this time it's like, okay, if I know it's gonna happen at one point or another, just rid your life of all things old, in your life, and see how your space feels. And it's called cleansing your space, and see how it feels. I mean, it gives you a new perception on life. You may have something from your boyfriend, you know, and he has negative energy or something, and you've just gotten rid of that negative energy. So, like, I'll challenge everybody to do that. And the guy at Goodwill, he was like, this was such a busy weekend. He said we were, like, swamped, and so many people were, you know, bringing stuff in, you know, to Goodwill. And you got a lot of people bringing stuff, dropping it off, you know, because they're cleaning up. But, I mean, I feel good. And it felt good.
Yeah.
And I know my friends got tired of me talking about it, but it was just like,
No.
I'm such a
big fan of that. Purging, cleansing your space, clearing your space, you know, just making, you just get rid of old stuff and it just makes ways for new energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big fan of that, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely support that. And I think, you know, like you said, because a lot of it can be mental too. Like, basically, like, when you clear out your space, subconsciously, it just does stuff better for you. You know, like, because you just organize. You know, you're finding things better. You're on time more. You know, you know where everything is at. So it's like you're not wasting energy on, you know, getting frustrated because I can't find this, I can't find that, or where's this, and, you know. Or, like, you're coming home and then, you know, things is all out of whack and everything. You know what I'm saying? But, once again, once you do have that clean space and things is clear, now you can just see into the future. You're not blocking any of your blessings. You know what I'm saying? Because it's clear path.
Right.
It's comfort. You can see it. And, you know, I wish people would just really understand that, because it's, you know, it gets taken for granted. It definitely
right.
does.
So, it's amazing.
I'm with you on that one.
How you feel and how my space feels. My space feels so good, and I made room inside of my room. You know, DJ's coming, and we just went shopping for DJ and spent it's a little bit over $1,500, but we just went shopping for DJ to get DJ prepared to come. And, you know, I'm like, I'm adding a whole nother, you know, human. And so, you know, I definitely, you know, he's going to gain his stuff. You know, Brian's got his stuff. And I actually have an extra room
You know, I just haven't deemed it DJ's room yet. It's just there. I may upgrade the extra room and give it to Bri, and then, you know, swap out Bri's, like, you know, swap out the rooms, because that the extra room is big, and the room Bri's in is a little smaller, so I may swap them around. But by that time we get to DJ having his own room, hopefully, you know, we'll be focusing on moving into the new house at that point, so it would really wouldn't matter. But yeah, I mean, I think that you know, me having a voice that people listen to, clean your space, you know, anything old, and you may think you have the memory in your head, you don't need the stuff, you know. My mom passed in 2011, and I just got rid of the outfit that I wore to her funeral from 2011. So, you know, things like that that I was holding on to, that was, I'm a very sentimental person, and I just said, you know what, it's time. And then I started thinking different. I started, you know, being a little different, and, you know, look, me and the baby daddy been getting along. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know,
nice.
Wonderful things
so
happen.
Okay.
Wonderful things happen when you clear your space.
That's
and
good.
Get rid of all that negative energy. You know, it's
wow.
It's amazing. It is so amazing. So,
nice.
So
cool.
That brings us to our topic for the night. What is your fetish, right? We all have fetishes. Carl, I see you on the line. I'm about to bring you in a minute. We all have fetishes, right? And the thing is that we don't know that we have them. We don't know what we like is a fetish. You know, we may feel like we just like this, you know, and it's actually a fetish. So, guys, I want to know what your fetish is. And, you know, if you don't have to use your real name, you know, if you don't want to. But let's just talk about it. Let's get into it. I want to, listen, women jumping up and down on the big balloons butt naked, that's a fetish. Yeah, it's
okay.
So much.
That's what's up. I haven't even seen that. That's dope. I like that fetish.
It's so much
right.
Stuff. That's fetish. And I'm going to share with you guys my fetishes. It is. It's crazy. I have one of the weirdest fetishes. I have many, but one of the weirdest fetishes that I always have people looking at me side-eyed, and I have people thinking that I'm joking, but I'm going to share that with you. Hold on.
Oh, I got to hear that. Okay. Interesting.
Right. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and More Benz. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hey.
What's up? What's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just cooling. I'm just sitting and relaxing on this Sunday and stuff. You know, I like Devon.
All right. Devon. Who you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Winter Park, Evia. That's
right.
Y'all in Georgia, right? Yeah. I mean, I my shady years with people that got their shit together, you know what I'm saying? And we can just fear people. That's what my thing is, you know what I'm saying?
That's what
I like to be
right.
Around just fear people, you know? For
right.
Real. I don't like naked.
We're just talking about
just,
being
you know,
having
yeah.
Good spirits in your space.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like to be able to go out with people not complaining about things. And if you got something you're complaining about, you got to make that change, you know? Change it because you can change
right.
Anything, you know? So let's change that and just have a good spirit, good vibe, and enjoy our people because, you know what I'm saying? We're on the live once, so we got to enjoy even the ones that don't like us, you know what I'm saying? We can do
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all we got to do, you know? That's what I like to say, you know? So that's what it is with me. Yeah.
So tonight we have a question, right? And the question is, what is your fetish, right? So everybody has a fetish. They don't know if it's a fetish. Some people don't know that it's a fetish, but everyone has a fetish of some sort. What is your fetish?
What do you mean, sexual-wise or?
Anything. What is your fetish? What is the thing that's different, you know, that's outside of casual sex, something that you absolutely love that's different?
I like to be around people that like treat you good, you know? That's my favorite, you know. That's what I like.
So do you have a big butt fetish? Do you have a foot fetish? Do you have a
I love to get my back massaged. Like I go get back massages like probably like twice, three times a week sometimes. That's what I'm
do you get off from do you get off from that?
I mean, I just that's what I like. I don't get off like, oh, I'm gonna have a heart attack. I mean, you know.
Okay, so you're saying that's a preference then? That's a preference you like?
Yeah, that's what I like, and I like to go get facials and stuff like that, you know, all that type of stuff. You know, I like.
When you with that special someone, or not even that special someone, maybe you know somebody you just met, and it's like a lustful situation. She like, yo, let's get it in. Like, let's do this. You never like get a vision like, oh, you know what? Let's rock out like this. You know what I'm saying? Or let's do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, like a kind of like a fetish. Is it something you into? Like, nah, you know, let's try this.
Let
the people know.
Like,
you not sure?
I don't been in a place where I'm like, you know, had one night here to, you know, all that.
Look, I'm gonna put you on. What's your name, man?
That's how they wanted to be, Devon. They wanted to be, that's how I want to be. So we all respect, you know, respect and love for each other. So it's like, but everything safe. You know what I'm saying? My body armor and all that. Everything.
Look. I'm going to put you onto one of my fetishes or whatever. You know, I got a couple that I guess we're going to share during the show.
All right.
What I think is ill, too, you know, especially if I'm back in the day, you know what I'm saying? If I met, like, a nice, attractive female or whatever, we about to get it in, it's something about, like, a motel. You know what I'm saying? Not even though it's high class, whatever, like a straight just motel off in the cut, go in and, like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even got to be the most... It's just the mood just catch me, and like it's something about that motel experience, you know, that would just make the night a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's just something.
I'm a little mad that you said back in the day first, because we already had this conversation. So you full of shit. But I'm gonna let you finish your little story that you said, right? But we gonna pretend that he said back in the day. Go ahead.
Back in the day. Yeah, no, but you know that's it. Like, you know, so like, you know, like back in the day, you just a little motel, like off in the cut. You know what I'm saying? That you could just go to and just get it in. You know what I'm saying? And it gotta be the, you know, most women they want the high class and I'm saying,
you
on a vacation with your special lady, your wife. But every so often, you just go to that
restaurant. I just
had something
like that recently.
Okay.
Yeah, the chick, she hit me up, and I was already out having some drinks and stuff, and she was like, you know, I want you to chill with me and stuff. So I was like, where you want to go chill at? She was like, you ain't got to worry about it. I already got a nice getaway. I went to this little spot and old girl knows from home team, out from out.
Right.
So it was straight. I was like, you know, they got the little mini bar right there. And all, so they was like this little club, you know, there. So it's like, okay, if you really want to go out in the city, yeah, you can go down to the lobby and to the bar right there. You can pull an open bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Get, you know what I'm saying?
So let me tell y'all. What a few of my fetishes are. So, you know, I have real life fetishes and like some of them people be like, okay, are you serious? Okay. I have a fetish for strap-ons, like in toys. So I like to sleep with men with strap-ons. I like to, you know, if I'm, you know, giving him head, I like to stick my finger in his ass. I like to watch two men, you know, engage and do what they do. You know, weird as hell, I know, but it's just I guess it's the same for me. It's the epitome of a man watching two women. That's like my thing with two men. and I've been, I don't know, I'm just, it's very weird. I also have a fetish for big penises. Like, I don't like a man with a little penis at all. I don't like a man with a little penis at all.
The home,
like, right. Man, you just don't know. But I don't like a man with a little penis. I call those asshole only dicks, right? So when his penis is small, you know, he got 4 or 5 inches, like the only thing he can do is put it in my ass. You know, I'm a grown woman. So, I have a big penis fetish, and I also have a fetish. I have this fetish, right, of
what's that?
Sleeping with women with my man, like with my man.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
No, that's what's up.
I don't
like want to
sleep with a woman. I can't sleep with a woman one on one. Like, I mean, and it's the weirdest thing ever. Like, I can look at her and be like, oh, you know, she's sexy. I cannot sleep with a woman one on one. Like, my dude has to be there. It has to be a turn up situation, and there, if it's not a situation, then it's not going down. So those are a few of mine, because I'm a little weird. I like
that's what you like. That's
sex outside. Sex outside. That's something huge on my list.
Spontaneous type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like that's always good. Yeah, like you know that the you know. Trying not to get caught, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you do, it's like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what? Just the whole single situation right now. Okay, so my house sits on a half acre of land, right? And in my mind, I have envisioned a lot of little duck-off situations that I want to take advantage of on my land. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I haven't been able to take advantage of that. But those are the things like you want a man for. You want everything to be right on the inside so that, you know, you can go ahead and get right on the outside. But that's me.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. I basically lost my virginity, like, banging in the park. You know what I'm saying? I had, like, little sex, like, beforehand. But, you know, when I say I lost my virginity, like, when I really knew what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's one of my fondest memories to this day. You know what I'm saying? I was a young dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the park, it was, like, summer school or whatever. It was hot. You know, shorty was in class. I'm just taking you way back in the day. In class, we just talking.
Right.
We chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just get on a subject like this, you know, off in the back of the class or whatever. So, little to my knowledge, I didn't know she was getting all, like, hot and, you know, hot and ready. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm just joking, and next thing I know, the next day, she wear, like, a skirt, you know, a little fully dress, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right,
exactly.
She's like, you know, what you doing after school, right? So I'm
hey,
like,
how you doing?
I'm like, yo, we can
okay.
You know, hang out. So anyway, long story short, I don't want to take up too much. But anyway, I'm walking back, and I see, like, my mom's is at my house, and I, you know, back in the day, I was in Cleveland. And, you know, I stayed by a park. So I was like, oh, snap, you know, let's go to the park. Long story short, you know, 5 minutes later, we off in a cut. You know, she just made it so easy access where, like, well, no, what she told me was, like, all right, you know, lay on the ground. So I'm like, lay on the ground, right? So I'm laying on the ground, and she get on me, like, froggy style and just put it on me. You know what I'm saying? So she was like a vet, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, like, my, like, second, third time really having sex. And then after, I guess she got a little tired, she just got up and, you know, grabbed a tray, pulled her dress up, and just told me to hit her from the back because she's tired. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? So that was just, like, my first introduction into, like, sex, like that. And ever since then, you know, I've been with it. So, yeah, so outside is, and, you know, and it was so funny, like, I'm like, yo, my homeboys ain't even going to believe this. I'm, like, hoping somebody come through and see me, you know what I'm saying? And, but it was cool. But it was probably like 12 p.m. in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like some crazy hours, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, outside is great. When it's like that, you know, the elements that are just come together like that, and it's spontaneous, you know? Like, sure, I don't even know who Shorty is now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't even tell you her name, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that is just...
I feel you on that one.
I mean, my first time I had a little blowjob was in the park. That was my first time. I ain't even expect that shit to happen, but boy, I was like, and you know what, that same chick, she was my little girlfriend for a minute, you know what I'm saying? That used to be our little spot right there, so I was like, and it was a little dark off spot, like, man, we could be there for hours, and nobody, people would be out there, but it's like, yeah, we over there just cooling, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah. So fetishes is definitely a thing. So with that being the case, Devon, so like, you know, as we talk, so it's not like that you can really like solidify like as a fetish, you know, now that we didn't get you some suggestions, like nothing that you like, all right, nah, you know, now that I think about it, this is how I like it.
Mm-hmm.
A feet fetish. You know, some men have foot fetishes. They love women with pretty toes. Some people
I'm gonna tell you what I like. I like women with. I don't like nappy head women.
Okay.
I mean, unless you got natural hair, it's like, shit, you know, you gotta groom yourself because I'm a clean person. I'm a neat freak. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, of course.
But you gotta
be
clean. And you gotta have some cute toes. I don't want to be looking. Toes look like you've been crip walking from here to.
Okay, so that's a fetish then. Yeah, you
gotta
have them toes on point.
So yeah, right? Your toes gotta be on point. You know what I'm saying? Now you got kids and all that. Hey, I'm gonna take care of, make sure you're straight. You know what I'm saying? So true.
Okay, I can respect that.
I want you to be right. Shit, how I'm be looking on point and he's looking like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't right.
The crazy thing is that, you know, when I used to wear my weave in my head, of course, you know, I had my fair share of men that were trying to talk to me. But now that I have dreads in my head, more men try to talk to me with dreads. And let me walk out the house, and I got braces, I got my glasses on with my dreads. Oh, my God. They go crazy. You got men that love women with braces in their mouth. And I'm going to miss that because I'm taking my braces off in like 2 months. Like, I'm done.
Mm.
And so I'm going to really miss my braces because I had them in my mouth for so long. But people love glasses. You have men that have pregnant women fetishes. They love women that's pregnant.
That is true.
My stomach is huge, and I have my share of men that definitely be like, shit, hey, you know, you already pregnant. It ain't nothing else that, you know, I can do. And that ain't going to be good. It's going to be warm and wet. You know?
Word.
You have a lot of different fetishes that people have that, you know, it's kind of it's very, very weird. Like, you know, you got men that love breasts. You got men that love big butts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that just means that this person
I like titties. I mean, and I like I'm a freak, so it's like, shit, I don't want a girl to be like, okay, especially when we're in a relationship, you know, I'm going to let you know off the real, hey, I need that, you know what I'm saying? And you be like, oh, shit, that's going to make me be chipping out the dope, you know what I'm saying? shit, I need that. Like, I get lit, yeah, I want to come home, and, you know, I'm tired or whatever, but shit, some rest.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
I think
you guys get up in the morning on rolling over.
I think I got a waterbed fetish too. I like waterbeds. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, waterbed. Let's get it on. Let's get on in a waterbed. You know what I mean? Like, take it back to the 70s. I got like a 70s fetish too. You know what I'm saying? So,
man.
I like a hairy book. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too, you know what? Hold on. This is real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, so every so often. It ain't got to be for every female or whatever, but let it grow a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let it get a little bushy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep
it kind of like, you know, maintain. But I like that. That's 70s. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you can wax it too. You know what I'm saying? I like it both. You know, it's like a hairstyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one day you might see me with a fro. You know, you might see me with a Caesar or something like that. So, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
That too. So, okay. I got a fetish with that.
Because the other day I got a back massage, right? So
Okay.
So I see the other chick, she came in there, you know, she was like bald head. But the other one, she got her shit nice and trim, nice and neat. I was like, hey, come back, baby. I like that, though. You know what I'm saying? I like how you got your head trimmed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, so she had it trimmed all night, huh?
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
No, I was gonna go there today. But they were closed.
Oh, okay. That's
so you
spot,
do
huh?
you do massages with happy endings.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a massage with a happy ending, huh?
I mean shit, it depends.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? But I go to the one that's straight, so hey, I like them.
That's what's up. Massage with a happy ending, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so that's what always attracts me too, because especially, you know, females never know how they shave and, you know, I mean, what's the term that I can use to make it sound nice but not too provocative? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, help me out, Miss Lovely Black. What should I call that region of y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like.
The garden.
What's a good term? The garden.
The garden. Because that's,
you know,
your lotus flower.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, because it's always covered up. So it's like, I always wonder, like, is it bushy? Does she got the whole, does she got it bald? She got the little, you know what I'm saying? Just a little one line going down. You know, like, how is it? You know what I'm saying? So that's always a fetish of mine, like, you know, getting in there to see what it is. You know what I'm saying? Especially if
I'm always bald or a fuzz, like the little peach fuzz when I gotta go and shave. But no, I don't like hair. The thing is that I've been shaving since I have been like 17, 18, and so therefore it's just I'm accustomed to that because I used to be really hairy and X, Y, and Z. So now I prefer to keep it.
I got a question for you, right?
Right.
The lady. Hey, check this out. All right, because it was a girl. You know what I'm saying? She had them put it on Facebook. I don't like a man for him to shave down there, this and that. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, oh, you want a caveman? I mean, ain't never. She was like, oh, that's like baggy. Like, I'm like, damn, you like to keep it groomed, man. Because I keep my shit low. You know what I'm saying? I ain't. But when that shit grow back, you know what I'm saying? You got a little. It's growing back. So you like, it's like, not irritated, but it's like growing. It's like. Different areas.
It's irritating and it's itchy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So every 2 days you can shave. Listen, that is so disgusting. Let me tell you something. Okay,
but
a man should be hairy, right?
Let's talk about
But I want my man to be hairy on his legs and on his chest. I don't want no man with no hair down there, because if that's my man, then my face is going to be down there. And, you know, you're going to sweat. You know, I don't want you to come to the house from doing what you're doing, and then I just be like, you know, trying to be all cute and shit and jump down there. You know, you done brought me a little gift or something in the house, so I ain't seen you all day. And I'm just like, shit, fuck a shower, and I'm jumping down there. And yet, you know, this motherfucker smell like the Eden of Musk. I don't want that. You know, if you shave down there, you never going to have a smell unless he was hard down working out. And he'll have that little musk type smell, but I hate that.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that. This is like you getting down there on a woman. You going down on a woman, and then you got, you know, must or
that is true.
Fish
that is true.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Be considerate.
I ain't going to
be
the side. I'm going to tell you right by
just
there, right then and there. You got some guys try to play it off like after the fact. Yeah, no, I'm going to say you need to get your shit together. You feel me? I ain't for to be like, if you smelling bad, you got a bad odor, man. I'm gonna tell you about yourself. Get your shit together. I'm sorry for cussing on y'all's station, but
that's what's up.
For real though, man, I can't deal with it. Like, okay, if I ain't gonna.
Match your panties with your bras. Get your shit together, right?
Yeah, just get it together. It's like,
that's gonna be a straight turnoff. I ain't coming back like no boomerang.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it's funny. Like, I mean, like, because they kind of come together. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, when you say fetish, and then when you say preference, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a little bit of both, right?
But look,
yeah.
That's a fucking fetish, yo. That's a fetish, okay. Yo. Listen, hair down there is a fetish, and must is a fetish. People will say, don't take no shower, I want to smell the must. Must is a really, really popular fetish. Men like women with hair down enough so they can smell it, been running around all day and they want to smell it. Must is a popular fetish.
What about the women with the hair up under their arms?
Nah.
See, yeah, that's a fetish.
That's
too.
What we got. I met this girl. I was there at a little bar. It's like, you know, all kind of people hanging there and shit, like little hippies. It's a mixed crowd, you know.
Okay.
This lady, she was cute as hell, sexy. And when she lifted up the arm, I was like, oh, my God. She got more hair on her arm than I got on my beard. And I'm like,
my beard look like, it's hard almost. And I'm like, damn. Lady, you need to cut that. It's like,
that's the one thing. Like
for real,
I
got to get you more deodorant. I ain't even got that much hair on my arm, and
I don't mind it down there. Like I don't mind it down there in the yoni section. But
I don't even save up on my arms and then like.
Yeah,
I don't. If a girl got it down there, as long as it's like trim and neat or whatever. But if you got, like, you a cave lady.
Nah, but what I'm saying,
God,
is, I'm saying, as far as me, my preference, a female guy to shave the underarms, because I shave my underarms. I'm sorry, like I just, you know what I'm saying.
Hey,
y'all got to
see
me
don't put a walk in the ball. Okay?
You got to keep that shave.
You know.
So yeah, definitely.
No, he would just say he's walking in somewhere, but he can hear you.
I'm walking in now.
I was on Facebook, so that's how I hit y'all up. That's why I hit up the comment. I'm like, I'm for the call. You know, I had to go outside.
Well, yeah, that's crazy, but it's so many fetishes that people have that you wouldn't know. And here's the thing, right? You know, I have to tie this into a relationship. You know, it's coming. There are men that have fetishes, and they go outside of their relationship because they don't want their wife to perceive them in a certain way. And it's very, 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 very common. Most men cheat because they feel like they can't share their fetish. They can't share what they really like with their wife. You can't tell your wife you like to be strapped on. You like her to fuck you in your ass. You can't tell her that. Some men feel like they can't tell their wife that they got a foot fetish, because men with true foot fetishes, they'll want you to jack them off with your feet so they can come all over your feet and stuff like that. Like, you know, some men may feel like, you know, their wife may think that they're weird. So people put forth this big image, right, to be in these marriages and relationships, and it's not real because they can't truly be who they are. And so I challenge you to be real with the person that you have in your life, because it doesn't make any sense. You would eliminate a lot of things. And if that person can't accept you for who you are, then that may be not the person for you. You're not weird because you don't like the same thing that everyone else likes. That makes you your own person. We are unique. You know, they teach you that in the student creed. You are unique. You know, not everyone is not the same. So, you know, we have been trained to feel like we're supposed to like what everybody else like, or we're supposed to be this one set of, we have supposed to have one set mind as everyone, or we're different, or we're an outcast, or something is wrong with us. And that's absolutely not the case. You know, it doesn't make you weird because you like watching porn. If your man like watching porn, sit down and watch it with him. You know, if he don't want you to sit down and watch it with him, then give him his time. If he in the house, what else can you ask for? Your man at home, he like to watch porn. Let his ass go on a home by himself and watch porn. Leave him the fuck alone. You know, If he got a foot fetish, then boo-boo, you keep your feet clean and make sure, you know, you catering to his fetish. The thing is that as in a relationship or marriage or whatever you want to call it, your job is to cater. Your job is to cater to him and his job is to cater to you. If you can't do that, then that's not who you need to be with. It's not to lie and make it seem like you're perfect. But it seems like those are the people that are in these successful relationships, the people that lie to make themselves seem like they're perfect. Now, granted, everybody that cheats not going to come out and say, okay, I want to be with somebody else. But it's just all of the other things. And both with the fetishes. If your partner has a fetish that you're not used to, how about you explore it with him? And then if you don't like it, then give him a pass to go and have fun with his fetish. But don't knock him because he has a fetish. Because people like weird stuff. And I say weird because it's like out of the norm. It's you know, like I said, jumping up and down on a balloon with your titties bouncing. Powder fetish.
Powder fetish.
Here's the thing. You can go to Clips for sale. And when you go to Clips for Sale, that's like the holy mecca of fetishes. And on Clips for Sale, you look up fetishes, and you would see so many fetishes that you didn't even know people had. You would see fetishes, you'd be like, oh, my God. And you would see stuff that you'd be like, wow, this is really, really, really popular. Passing gas, passing gas in people's face. Like, all of this pissing, you got some men that like to be pissed off.
Look, check this out. It was one of my ex girlfriends, right? She's Spanish, and we had broke up and shit, but we still hang out and cool out and shit. And she was eating a whole bunch of stuff like bull crap, and then she touched some extracts and shit. And she told me, she was like, yeah, I gotta go get this dude. He put a pay me this amount of money.
Hold on. Make sure you're talking to your phone. Hold on.
You heard me?
You're talking to your phone because yeah, you was kind of going in and out.
All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Now you're
all right.
Yeah,
I was like, all right. This guy paid a amount of money that I was like, what the fuck? That's some nasty stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that was his fetish. He like women to shit on him and like,
wow.
He paid a pretty amount of good money because. She gave me some money just to sit down in the lobby and drink some beer and just to watch her.
Why she did that? Wow.
I mean, just like, and I was like, so she came back. I was like, what the? I was like, and I know it's some weird people out here. Like, you got,
yeah.
When I was in Miami one time and I met these Russian couples and stuff. And the guy, you know, he was talking to me and stuff. And I was with my homegirl from Chicago and shit. So he was like, this is my wife right here. Lift up her dress and everything, spread her legs and everything, let me see stuff. And then we're like, I want you to have sex for her, this and that. But I was with my people. I was like, and he was like, yo, I'm going to give you this amount of money. I was like, I declined on it, though. I was like, well, that's what that was the thing, though.
You're supposed to be with your people, shit. Your people your people need to be about that life. She need to sit and watch her join in. Swinging is an awesome thing.
and you cut out the dough. That's
funny. At the same time. when I was shooting,
like,
I was
like, I mean, if she was down for it, I would have been straight for it. But it's like,
okay, all right.
Me and her
okay.
Cool. And our friendship more important than money. It's like, damn, I would just
okay,
put
okay.
funds or whatever.
Okay.
Damn, we ain't friends no more. It's like our friendship more than some money, you know? That's how I am.
Okay.
I don't know about everybody
right.
else.
So I had this guy, right, when I used to film. And this guy, he had this crush on me. But he was cool. And I'm around a lot of men that, like, have crushes on me. And I can hang with people that have crushes on me. I know it's nothing. I've always been business-minded. And so the guy was like, I was like, I need to do this fetish scene. And so he was like, really? So he was like, what's your scene? I said, I need to piss on me somebody. And he said, I'll do it. Now, granted, he cool as hell. And that was my buddy. And he got in my shower. He put a... He put a wash rag over his face, and he let me piss on him, like, piss all over the washcloth, piss. Like, he put it over his nose and his eyes so you couldn't see him. But he wanted to leave his mouth open. Bitch, pissed everywhere.
Whoa.
Pissed all over him. And,
wow.
And I was like, whoa. But at that point, like, he, I don't know. I just looked at him different. but I mean, I got
this
the footage.
This should have just used a 9-foot
call and, like, did it like that.
I got the footage.
Like,
but you know what? I want to know, like I have never done it, right? I've never done it. And I think that's a form of domination, right? To have someone give you a golden shower. I feel like that's a form of domination. That's probably one of the weirdest things that I would say that I would not oppose to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel. My fetish, I have a submission fetish, right? I'm so dominant, and I'm always in control because I'm always having to handle business. And the man that I marry is going to be the man that knows how to make me submit. Not in a violent way, not in a I'm going to make you scared of me way, but in a mental type of way. That man that makes me submit, that when I try to take control, he take it back. This is not how that goes. Like, that man, like, that's going to be the person that I end up with because I'm so dominant. So I wouldn't say that I would never let anybody piss on me. Like, that would be something that I'm like, okay, why do people do it? You know, like, it's a golden shower. And I just think that that's a form of submitting as opposed to, you know, anything else when it comes to that. But I've never tried it. I've definitely pissed on quite a few people in my time. And when I got done, I just felt like the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit. Time to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just pissed
on you,
dude.
To each his own. To each his own. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know one dude was like, you got some more? Won't you drink some more water so you can, you know, pee some more? And I'm like, dude, how much piss do you want from me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that much.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. And you know, I was thinking like that shit is like on a certain races like that shit, but it's like it's vice versa, like
everybody
races.
My sister told me one time, she said, "You get on my nerves. You be out here acting, talking like a white girl on your Facebook page. This is when my Facebook pages be crumped." I said, what do you mean like a white girl? I said, see, this is the thing. These bitches done stuffed their game up. They let motherfuckers fist them and all kind of shit because we own that shit. As a woman, not a black woman, not a white woman, as a woman, if you got a man and you don't keep his dick in your mouth, shame on you. If you got a man and you ain't let him nut in your mouth and nothing on your face, you got a man, he can't stick his dick in your booty and finger in your ass. Like, come on, it's no such thing as a white or black thing. Like, you have to in tune with what's going on in life. So people feel like swinging. You know, listen, if you got a man and your man out here doing his thing, it ain't that you ain't doing your job. It's just that's him. He like what he like. So are you going to let this good man go? He taking care of the bills in the house, making sure you don't want nothing. He clean. He doing the thing the right way. But you going to let him go because every now and then he want to get some different pussy? Or are you going to be like, oh, no, I better be the only pussy that you fuck? That's like telling a man, I use the same analogy. Here's some pizza. This is what you eat for the rest of your life. Pizza. You don't eat nothing else.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and it's... As far as that, I guess the pee fetish, that's not a fetish that I'm into. But I will say this, I don't know if it's a fetish, if you would call it a fetish, but it's something about the spontaneousness. Like if I'm out, and I've only seen it like maybe a couple times my whole life, but when I have, it was just always like whoa. But basically, like you know, say you out and about. Like back in the day, if I was at a club or a bar or whatever, and it was popping, and all of a sudden it's late night, and you know, you see a bunch of drunk females and they like going drunk, you know, walking out the club or, you know, going to their cars or whatever. But there's no bathroom around. It's that one female that got to go to the bathroom. Now, you know me as a guy, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'll whip that shit out and just go, you know, in the, behind a tree or whatever, you know. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If I got to pee, I got to pee. But what kind of turns me on is the female part of it. You know, y'all can't just do that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are the same way. You know, if you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. So what does kind of turn me on is every so often, if you out and you see that one drunk female, she just got to go. And then, you know, she just end up going right there. It's just like, I don't know. That always kind of turned me on. So I guess that is a kind of a fetish. I got to see it in that kind of way. It can't just be like, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be like, it's got to happen. It's got to be organic. But, yeah, I guess that's another fetish.
Okay.
That's what's wrong. how long y'all time is on the stage?
90 minutes.
Oh, 90 minutes.
Yep,
man,
90 minutes.
I got about 30 more minutes or whatever. But I could call back in.
Yeah, you can definitely call back in.
Oh,
we'll
be
online.
Yeah, we ain't holding you up, man. Yo, thanks for chopping it, bro.
Shit, it's like I gotta make a phone call. I gotta get in one my co-worker and shit. But this shit very interesting. I'm gonna get his ass a call because he's from London, so it's he's gonna have some very interesting shit.
No doubt, man.
So y'all take it easy, man, and
All right, man.
Keep pushing, man. All right.
Oh yeah, keep listening. All
right, one. All right, good blessings to y'all. Take it easy, bro.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. I think the timer is messed up because I'm sitting here like, oh, the timer is saying we got a whole nother hour left, and I'm sitting here like,
Wow.
We don't. So I don't know how that worked out. That's working out for me. But we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, but this fetish topic has been very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, people have some of the weirdest fetishes, right? And it is completely okay to have those fetishes. It's not like something that, you know, is you weird or anything like that. But,
yeah, I don't think there's nothing to feel be ashamed. It's definitely not nothing to be feel ashamed about. You know, like you said, like I like how when promoting it. Like as long as it's legal, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
right.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't commit no crimes with it.
Like, dude, when I pissed on dude, like, it was just like, he's always trying to fuck with me after that. And I don't care what he did, how long it's been, what he got, I never fuck with his ass.
Right.
And I was just like, maybe
it
has something to
like,
do with
it. That's a little, like I said, I just explained my little fetish when it comes to that, but That's a bit much, but look, I'm about to judge. You know, I'm not into it, but hey, that's what floats.
No, like here's the thing: in a relationship, you seek that person. For me, I seek that person that I can be open with, right? To be all around open, and that ends up being the person that I'm with. You know what I'm saying? And when I say all out open, I have nothing to hold back. But it has been definitely less than. I can count on one hand, and I won't use all five fingers, you know, how many times that I have been able to have that type of relationship. So I don't like a no man. Like, okay, now my man may not let me stick my fingers in his ass, or he may not let me scrap on with him, but everything else is going to be a go, right? Because, of course, that's not really, you know, what men do. But everything else would be a go. And when you at a go, when you into this person and things working out and things are great, man, listen, you gonna suck toes, you gonna blow in the booty. You gonna make sure the balls is taken care of. You gonna make sure the dick good. You know you suck the dick. Like, you're not gonna hold back. And if you haven't had that person to make you open up and do things that you never did before, then you haven't been taken to your max. You haven't been taken to your extreme. Because that person is going to be like that dude. That person is going to be the one to take you there, to have you feeling like, you know, you on top of the world and what y'all have is amazing. And so it's just certain chemistries that you have. You can have a good sexual chemistry with somebody, and when you have that good sexual chemistry, it works. But okay, me myself, you have to have a mental and sexual chemistry in order to keep my attention. Like, we can have great sex, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I've sat and dealt with men and made them wait, you know what I'm saying, for however long, you know, weeks and months, and had sex, and the chemistry was good with the sex, but it wasn't where I needed to be, and I just was like, okay, I'm good, and they blow me up for whatever time after that, like, dang, you know, I know that shit was good, and it don't have nothing to do with, you know, him not having good sex. It's just the chemistry wasn't there on a mental note. So if that doesn't work out for me, then I just can't.
That's interesting how, you know, coming from that, from the savage gentleman perspective, like I said, a lot of times, you know, a male might have different women because they feel different needs for him, you know. One woman is there for him mentally, you know what I'm saying, so they vibe that way. The sex is just like phenomenal with this one, lust, and you know what I'm saying, and all that. And another one, you know, we just spiritual, like, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, it's just like, you know,
that's the male portion. Men aren't created to be monogamous, but women are. So for me, I can't have multiple men for this and that. That's just not who I am. I don't care what I. Here's the thing. When I was in the porn industry, I never really tried to hold a relationship down, because there was no way that I can expect this person to take me serious. I didn't take myself fucking serious. You know, let's be honest. I knew that I was in an environment that I wasn't used to. I knew I was in an environment that I shouldn't have been in. And I did what I had to do, and then I, you know, got back on top of my situation. I'm not that person. You know, I didn't last long. I didn't see a future in that past the time that I did, because most of the females were just sex demons. And when I say sex demons, a woman that has a man is going to only be into that one man. You know what I'm saying? And you have sex demons, which are creatures that portray an image as a woman, and they can sleep with multiple men at the same time. Those aren't real women. Those are sex demons. You know what I'm saying?
Sex demons.
A real
woman,
she can only be with one man. Like, that's how we was created. We can only, you know, deal with that one person when we giving ourselves to them. And ladies, I'm stepping on some of y'all toes, and I know that, but I mean, reality is what it is. If you are a woman and you are in a relationship, she not finna be with 10 different men, 3 different men, or 2 different men. She gonna be with that one man. You know what I'm saying? And she gonna make it work. So I can't get 3 dudes or 2 dudes to give me what I want, because it ain't going to work. My mind ain't going to be there. When I'm focused on one and I give that person that title to say, I'm for you, you for me, then that's what I expect. Now, here's the thing. Here's the difference. If we don't have a title and we just chilling, all bets is off in my world. And that's why so many people don't really get me. Like, I ain't never told you we was together. We ain't never sit down and had a conversation. So you think that you all of that because I give you some attention that, you know, oh, I ain't supposed to deal with nobody else or whatever the case might be. If we ain't together, I don't care what we talk about. It ain't nothing. I can say, man, I ain't dealing with nobody. It ain't like that. I'm just doing me. I'm working. And then 2 weeks later, I can meet somebody. We kick it in, you know, and shit, the sky's the limit, you know. And then you talk to me 2 months later, and I'm in a full-fledged relationship. You're like, I thought you weren't kicking it. Listen, it's 24 hours in a day. Just because you let a roll, you roll by, don't be, I got to, you know. I'm not saying I can deal with many people, but I do I move steady. I move pretty damn steady. How about that? And so, yeah, I don't know, man. Women aren't created to be with multiple men at the same time. That's not.
No, that's true. That's just true. That's true. I was just giving you the savage gentleman's perspective.
Yeah, y'all can get a couple of women and whatever. Me, I need mental. I need sex. They go hand in hand with each other. They go hand in hand with each other. And I think that's what me and the baby daddy kind of got off track, because sexually, definitely we compatible. Mentally, we was not on the same page. And that was frustrating. And then, you know, whatever. So I think the thing that I want from him, you know, I can outright ask for it. But of course, when you outright ask for something, you're not going to get it. So, therefore, you can just sit back and be patient. And so, I want growth, and I want understanding. I want to be on the same page. So, therefore, we have to just be friends, grow, and kind of lead each other in a direction that we need each other to go to be beneficial to one another. You know what I'm saying?
I totally get that.
So that's where I'm at. I'm being a nice baby mother, and you know, I don't know, my hormones aren't as crazy as they
were. Your hormones aren't as crazy?
They aren't as crazy as they were.
Okay, so you kind of settled in a little bit.
Yeah, I settled. He understands. He's like, babe, you know. He's like, you know, I didn't make it. It ain't like I made it really easy, my damn self. So, you know, he grown. He real grown. So
that's good. That's good.
I'm planning to be nice.
That's what's up. You're planning to be nice. Okay.
Right. And I have been being nice for like a minute, a few days now. It's really nice.
Okay, cool. It's not going to be in no chapters or no new books or nothing like that. So that's good, all right?
I don't know, because, you know, you never know how long it lasts. You just do your best.
Okay.
You just do your best and kind of go for it.
Yeah, it goes. I got you. And I guess getting back to the topic at hand, fetishes, though. Fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
So was there any more that you want to, you know, share with the people before we, you know, as we getting down into the last, I guess, you know, last part of the show? Any more fetishes that you have out there?
Maybe.
Maybe? Are you teasing the people?
Maybe. What are your other fetishes?
All right, let me see here. So, well, I definitely have a collars and leash fetish. I think I discussed this a few shows back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the dominant part of me, I guess. You know, I don't want to wear the collar or the leash, but I do like my sexual part of the wear a collar or a leash, you know what I'm saying? I just think that's just, like, sexy. And I like boots. I'm a big boot fetish. And I'm a stomach fetish. I love a nice stomach. Like, that's the sexiest part of a woman to me, is the stomach. Starts from there, and then it just goes from there. And I'm going to share something, too. This is a little kinky. but I was, you know, I was, because I was doing my research on this, and it was something that said pet play. Now, don't get it twisted. I ain't into bestiality or whatever, so don't even come at me like that. But.
Oh, Lord.
But, no, check it. But, let me see. I have, like, a sign on my phone. It's like this, like, and this comes from my, like, I kind of got a director's kind of mindset, I guess, when it comes to certain sexual mood experiences and stuff like that. Like, I like to set the whole mood and the tone and the style of how it's going to be. Like, when I was telling you about the motel or something, like taking a bougie broad to, like, some ratchet motel or something like that, you know, like the little opposites, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, you mentioned, like, anal play, right? Like, you know, you say you don't mind anal sex or whatever. So they got, like, these, like, butt plugs for females that got, like, a little tail on it. You know what I'm saying? So I think I got a fetish. I mean, I haven't really engaged in that as of yet, but I'm kind of, like, getting hip to it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sexy. But, yeah, like, a nice little butt plug with the little tail hanging in it. And then if I can get, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about now? You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the leash. You know what I'm saying? I get some the leash action, you know what I'm saying? And the boots, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on cloud now. We're about to have, like, a hellified night. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely another fetish of mine. That's what it comes down to. Those are, like, my main things, though, boots. You know, so I don't have the boots, the heels, but I prefer boots. You know what I'm saying? Something about boots. Like, I like that whole stallion, like a horse. You know what I'm saying? Like a woman. You know what I'm saying? When you walk, it's that stallion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So I love that. That just turns me on like crazy. So, yeah. So
I like tall men. I like tall men. Like, being 6 feet and over.
Yeah,
I like tall men.
Yeah.
I got okay, so I have a certain type. And then after my type, then I have a certain, I'm a sapiosexual, so I like intelligence. You know what I'm saying? I like men that can teach me something or one way or another. I'm definitely sapiosexual. So I like intelligence. I like a man that's tall. And like this is actually my type, like really my type,
yeah, that's
my preference.
Saying. That's what I was going to say.
So,
fetishes, it kind of sometimes it leads into your type or your preference. But go ahead, yeah.
Right, like when you tall, you know, intelligent, big penis, and I like anal play, but sometimes you get a man and his penis is just too big. Now, I'm not, you know, this is when you start talking about the white girl and black girl. White girls let you stick your whole arm up their booty and they pussy. I can't do that. You know, I'm not built that way, you know, close built, you know, I'm just not. But, you know, I like anal play with the right person. Yeah, I mean, I like toys. Yeah, I like 2001, I want to say, that's when I started, like, with the toys, with the paddles, the whips. I have been, like, submissive, like, where the guy had, you know, a dildo in my vagina, and he had his penis in my butt, but he had a really small penis, so it kind of worked out. Like, yeah, like, you know, I like to be dominated. Like, that's
yeah, no, as a female, I love that. You know what I'm saying? Cause I like to dominate. So, you know, yeah, that goes hand in hand. Definitely goes hand in hand.
Yeah, if you can't, and I'm not going to allow anybody to dominate. So you have to make sure we on the same page. Don't just come like, you got some men that just come and just feel like, oh, you know, this is what's about to happen. I actually don't like those type of men.
Yeah,
this ain't what's going to happen because I don't even like you.
Nah, you definitely got to set the tone. You can't just come. You got to let it just kind of play itself out. You know, you want to, like I said, as me, like I kind of like to set the tone, but I don't want to be, I want it to kind of be organic in a way too. So, you know, it's just a little mixture. To get me,
yeah, you gotta be organic.
In the mood for
I'm very open.
Let's not overthink
what I
it,
say.
Yeah. So, you know, so those are fun things. did I have anything else? Those, you know, those are my main fetishes, though, right there. Definitely. I think I touched on most of the fetishes that I have. But yeah, like, you know, I like this whole. Also, too, shout out to this designer named, he's a British designer. He committed suicide, unfortunately. But his name is Alexander McQueen. And I saw an exhibit of his in New York, like, a few years back, like, right after he died. And the exhibit is called Savage Beauty. And that kind of sums up, if you ever just get a chance, Google it. And for the listeners out there, Google it. Alexander McQueen. Savage Beauty, and it's like his fashion designs was inspired by like this kind of savage kind of beauty, and it's kind of like this dark beauty. It's just hard to kind of explain. You would just have to see some of his clothing that he had that was visual for it. Like it had masks, and but certainly, you know, but the outfits was just so immaculately like constructed. So like if I could like, you know, direct something or have a lavish kind of like a, you know, like the party that you know, that our guest spoke about before, like the swingers parties or something like that, where you had certain outfits like this where people would be walking around, like, well, females would be walking around and it would just be on another level. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely got like just a vision of a whole sexual community, like, you know, it would just be dope. Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So just talking about this fetish, you know what I'm saying? That's just something I'm kind of into that I would love to kind of elaborate on in the future, God willing. So, you know, that's where I'm at on my fetishes. But yeah, that Savage Beauty like sums it up. If you get a chance, look that up. That's definitely where I'm at when it comes to my fetishes. And I'll just add in my boots, my leashes, my collars, water beds. You know, mix all that in, and that's stuff Mo Benz likes. Yeah, so that's
That water bed, and I remember when we had a water bed growing
up. Nice, right? Back in the day.
We had a water bed growing up, and that's what make that shit so funny. Like, we had a couple water beds, and that brought back memories.
Water beds. That's that 70s flow.
That
right
brought
there.
Back crazy memories. Yeah, that was you went far back.
Word. Yeah, no, but this has been fun. This has been fun, like, you know, discussing the fetishes, and we definitely got to do like another part of this. You know, we got to put this more out there for people, you know, so we can, you know, do the fetish discussion part two, and, you know, people just chime in into what they into, and, you know, and then it would be cool if we speak to some people later on who maybe have a fetish that they haven't tried yet, and then once they try it, they, you know, call us and tell us how it went, you know, so this fetish thing could be like a real thing, you know?
Yeah, we need to do that with you. So, everybody, try some different things. So that's what that was the question that I was getting to. Is there anything that you may have thought that you wanted to try, but you was too scared to try it with your wife? You never had anybody to try it with, or you just didn't know how it would play out if you tried it? Like, is there anything that any deep, dark secrets that you got?
No, I mean, for the most part, the things that I discuss, you know, I've tried it. But I'm trying to think. I mean, it's really nothing. How can I explain it? Well, you know what? I mean, we in a trust tree. I mean, what you were saying, yep, as far as like going out on a prowl, like you said, you've had certain relationships where it's like, oh, why, you just said like certain points where you're just like, you know what, I don't like to have sex with just a female. I like to have a sex with a female in my other half, you know, the person that you're dealing with, that you're dating, right? And you said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So I guess that's something, mm-hmm, that that, you know, I'm looking to try, get incorporated, and, you know, maybe I'll have to do a little bit of reporting myself on how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I call it, I got this thing. Well, you know what? I don't know if I should save it for the next time. I should save it for maybe another show. But I got to put it like this. I'm just going to throw something out there, right? I got this thing called big game hunting, right? I'm not going to give you the whole meaning of it just yet. But just remember I said this, big game hunting. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it ain't what you think. You know, if you look up the definition, big game hunting, that's like, you know, rich white dudes that go to Africa and hunt lions and freaking bears and whatever. I mean, there ain't no really bears in Africa, but lions and, you know, tigers or whatever. You hunt bear, whatever. Big game hunting. You can. It don't have to be in Africa. It'd be anywhere, but just big animals, right? And then you hang it up on your wall like a trophy. So my definition is a little different, but, you know, big game hunting. You know, I'm looking forward to doing some of that, and maybe I'll tell you some of the big game that I might have hunted.
Weeks. Okay.
That's that.
No, I want that type of relationship with my dude, but you have to build that trust. It's not easy to come by, because
true.
You know, when women, okay, so here's the thing. When you single, right, or women don't know who you're dealing with, they gonna be trying to holler at you. But when a woman know that you got a lady, they gonna be at you even more. On top of that, when a woman know that you got a lady that's open to giving you threesomes and all that, they gonna be on top of you even more. So it has to be a strong individual that's like down and understand, you know, what we have. It takes time.
I got you. Yes, I mean, that's me. So now let me put the question on you. What about you? You know, if it's something that you haven't tried yet, that you're looking to try yet, that, you know, that you haven't found the right person or partner with, or maybe you thought it was a little too out there, and, you know.
I've never tried the multiple men thingy. I think that you would have to submit to do that. I mean, gangbang, train, I don't know what they call it. You would have to submit to do that. I've never tried that. I thought about it, but I didn't try it.
Interesting.
And let me see. I've never had a girlfriend. Like, me and my boyfriend never had an actual girlfriend. I think I want to try that too.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me just make sure I understand. So you were saying that you, you saying that you would want to have a girlfriend, like being exclusively with a relationship with a female?
No, with us.
Okay.
Me and my dude, me and
them. Okay, so you and your dude and y'all so you and your dude have a relationship, but then y'all have a girlfriend.
Right.
So y'all have like a third party, so it's like a trio.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I feel you. Okay. All right. This is the fetish episode, you know, to all the listeners out there, once again. Yeah, so fetish, hashtag fetish. That's what this is.
Hashtag fetish, yes. And make sure you follow us on social media. My information is Instagram. No, how about this? Go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. I am about to make some changes. I am getting I'm getting some businesses situated to make the proper changes to that site. But that's what I wanted it to be, a one-stop shop, so I wouldn't have to promote all of these different things. If you go to my website, you can find my social media, my fans. So tonight, also, well, Wednesday night, I will be featured on Casey at Night, and she's on Twitter. Read Casey Carter, and that's C-A-S-E-Y Carter. Read Casey Carter. Wednesday at 10 p.m., she's going to be reading about my book, Born to Be a Trap Queen.
Nice.
You can also just go to you can also just go to my Twitter page, and you'll see that information and updates there. Make sure you go to salesanddeals.com, S-A-L-E-S-N, just the letter N, D-E-A-L-S.com, no, 404.com, salesanddeals404.com, and get you something for your store. We're revamping the store at the end of the month. We will carry strictly women cosmetics, health products like face masks and cleanses and natural products and fitness. So we're going to be a little bit more focused with the direction of the store instead of having a general store. So I can't wait for that. Born to Be a Trap Queen is available right now on Amazon, ebook and hard copy. And Confessions of a Mattress Actress trilogy. So three books. They're all available, ebook and hard copy, on Amazon as well. Make sure you grab those books to show some support. When you go to my social medias, you'll see me constantly promoting. Each social media is targeted to something different. My Instagram is strictly promotion for my businesses. My Twitter account is where I get a little personal. You'll see me talking about my kids a lot, you know, every day, you know, just a random tweet here, random tweet there. Facebook is not open to my fans at all, so I don't really promote Facebook. That's my information. I'm pulling up my calendar to see if I have anything else, if I have anything else going on here this week. No, I actually do, but I am waiting on a confirmation from you. So right now we're just doing promotions for Born to Be a Trap Queen, and that's the main thing that we have right now. We're focusing on, because that is available in stores, and we're trying to get that pushed as much as we can. Every other week, every other Sunday, we will definitely try to bring you a different guest. And yeah. I think that we are going to have a guest on next Sunday. I'm waiting on confirmation for that information from my co-host.
Yes.
And then we will give you that information. So it's a lot of changes going on behind the scenes. So if you guys don't see me moving or something like that, it's just I'm trying to be organized. I'm trying to get some stuff together to bring you
yeah.
a whole different a different outlook on some things that we're working on, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited to have my new co-host here, and I am definitely excited about everything that we have to come with the e-commerce store, the radio show, the books, and everything else. So, yeah, go to my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's themizzluvliblack.com. And you can find my Twitter and my Instagram right there from the site. And you can follow me. I was just printed to I guess I'll promote this. It's just, you know, I just really hate when people, I haven't promoted this because I didn't like the way they handle business. But I'm in a magazine. I got printed in G_ENT_magazine, G Entertainment magazine. I am printed in that magazine for this month. And you can go to G-ENTmagazine.com for the full issue on that. So I'll give you guys that. Thanks. That's a whole nother story. But I'll let you know and give them that much of promotion. I'm always working, guys. I'm always working. Let's see here. I think that was all for the house announcements. Make sure you tune in to Reed Casey for Wednesday night at 10 p.m. The magazine. So, yeah.
Check me out. Mobins, MOBINNS on Instagram and Twitter. Just keeping it simple this week. But, yeah, check me out. Talk to me. I talk back.
He don't really post. And I don't know, but he's there.
I'm there. Holla at me. Just keep it respectful on my Instagram. Instagram is always a little more personal for me. But Twitter, like I said, Twitter, I'm all over the place on Twitter. So just check me out. Definitely, like I said, if you got some interesting things that you promote and that you're passionate about and you want to get it on the air, you want to promote what you got going, definitely hit me up, and you know, if it's interesting, we'll get it on. It's, you know, it's that simple.
Right, commercial.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, do that.
That's it. That's
the
it.
Commercial. You gonna tell them about the commercial slots in the interview?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, so definitely check us out, yeah. So, you know, if you want to promote what you into, we do have commercial slots available. So get at me, and we'll work something out with that. And then also, too, like I said, we're looking for a guest every other Sunday. So if you know somebody that's got some talent or whatever, they got some things that they're into and they want to get on the show, and they want to chop it up with us, then get at me. But definitely, like I said, definitely working on some things as we get ready to transition into the spring. It's going to get better and better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this momentum is going to just continue to grow. Like I said, I'm excited to do this every Sunday with the new Miss Lovely Black, you know, chopping it up with her on Sundays. And like I said, I want more callers too. You know, it was cool. Shout out to the homie Devon for calling in, you know, sharing his stories and his fetishes or whatever. We want more, you know, and I want female callers. So, you know, call in, let us know. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep the ball rolling. And you know, every Sunday, we're gonna be right here chopping it up with just different interesting topics and different interesting guests. And like I said, we're going to keep this thing going. And like I said, this is February going into the spring. We're going to get popping. By the summer, I got a vision that, you know, a vision board that I'm laying out that I just want to see this show get to. So we're going to do it. We're going to do it. That's it. That's all my house cleaning right there.
If you would like to be on the show, contact MoBenz or myself via inbox or inquiries, the number for the new Miss Lovely Back at gmail.com. And we are doing commercial slots. So if you want to promote your business, get your business out there, you know, whatever the case may be, let us know. We'll gladly promote your business. You need to put the audio together yourself and send it over. It can't be longer than 60 seconds long for us to be able to promote it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's where we at. So, yeah. We'll see you guys here next. We'll see you guys here next Sunday. And same time, same place, same ish.
Same place. That's it. Everybody be safe out there. And good night.
Good night, people.
Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.